Hello, fellow burden bearers. This is Greg reporting in from Buenos Aires. I just wanted to give you a quick status report on what's going on with me since I got back to Buenos Aires, which was very successful. That all went great. Yeah, I knew it was going to be tight, and it actually got a lot tighter because I got more things than I thought to do and contacts I needed to connect with before I had to fly out of here. Accountant that I was going to get to next time, but actually because of what God is showing me for next time, it's real good that amazingly she was able to meet with me right away, and so I could take care of a whole bunch of the legal monetary taxes stuff with the apartment for the next year, which now that's taken care of. I also had to have an electrician to repair some of the wiring issues since a stovetop burnout. So just little things in life that have to be dealt with. But once again, this base has been a major blessing, especially with the kind of things I'm doing more and more. Going out, coming back, going out, coming back. It's so nice to have this as a stop point. Lots of great reports came in from our mission in Southern Argentina. Many were blessed. Many reports still coming in there about all the people that were so glad that we were obedient and went down and did what we were supposed to do and said what we were supposed to say. And God confirmed with signs and wonders. And thank you all for praying for that, because that was huge. There's nothing more important than favor when it comes right down to it. When you have favor with people, then things get accomplished with much greater efficiency, much greater productivity, as opposed to pretty much most all the trips. This trip, I actually have a really good idea of what I'm going to be doing next time I come here. Already things are getting lined up for that. It's like God's putting everything in order, and I believe it's because it's going to be so big. This one needs more forewarning, more team equipping, more preparing the different groups in different cities, what I believe we'll be going to also in Patagonia. Now this is for sure, so please be praying that we only do what God wants us to do, because my objective is not to do anything that God doesn't want me to do. I have no desire to go do it, but I know it'll be great if it's in line with what God wants me to do. Right now, I'm listed to take a standby flight to Dallas, Texas, which I got enough confirmations that yes, I am supposed to stop there. I'll be flying out Tuesday night, the 28th. Thanks for praying for that. It'll be a few days, maybe 5 days or so. And Joe Galindo, my partner out there that I wrote a couple of the books with, that's been a mentor for like 30 different CEOs that own things that throughout the Dallas Metroplex. Pretty amazing. And he's putting together a special meeting just because he knows I'm coming in on Wednesday. So the very next day, there's going to be a meeting with several CEOs invited to. And of course, no pressure. I'm just supposed to have revelations from God for him, but that's when he moves. It's when there's expectation, and there may be others there, which is what I always hope for. The more confirmation, the more people that are getting things, and of course anybody can. They don't have to be specifically in the prophetic ministry, but he's always been faithful to deliver stuff before to make it worth people's time to show up, and those people that seek God receive from God. God is seeking seekers. Please be praying, especially for that night. And then I don't know everything that's lined up for after that, for the following Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I'm flying out Monday night, back to Phoenix finally after almost 2 months. So then I'll have a lot of catch up to do there. But yes, please just be praying for, clarity, revelations, and whatever the Lord's plans to do through me or anybody else that's intended to be there at the same time that I'm there. I greatly appreciate all you've done, all your prayers, revelations, proclamations, any of you who've contributed financially. That's something that we're definitely going to need a lot more of to do the things that he's showing me, I believe, that we're supposed to be doing for the next time I'm down here, which I believe will be towards the beginning part of 26. So thanks again, everyone. Yeah, I'll try to get another wrap-up in after all this, after I get through Dallas. But yeah, just please pray for my successful departure out of here, or successful handoff to a friend that's going to be here for about 3 days, and then a render just amazingly placed by God immediately, and by the time I need it back, they're going to be leaving. So that's great also. press in for all you can enjoy in the Hebrew year when heaven touches earth. Adios.